Analysis: Senate majority may come down to 11 battleground races. By Ashley Oliver and Matthew Boyle on March 15, 2022. 35 Senate seats are up for grabs in November, but 11 of them could determine which party controls the Senate in the next Congress. Republicans need to gain a net one seat to take back the majority in the upper chamber, which is currently split 50-50 but controlled by Democrats because the vice president casts tie-breaking votes. Republicans' opportunity to take over lies in 7 toss-up elections and 4 elections that lean either toward Republican or Democrat, according to the most up-to-date Real Clear Politics map. The map shows Democrat incumbents in Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, New Hampshire, and Colorado will have to work to defend their seats, and the same goes for Republican incumbents in Wisconsin and Florida. Up for grabs are open seats of retiring senators in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Ohio. North Carolina, toss-up. One of the first battleground state primaries happens in North Carolina on May 17. On the Republican side, one top contender is Representative Ted Budd, RNC, whom former President Donald Trump endorsed in a surprise announcement last June. Support from both Trump and the Conservative Club for Growth, which is pouring millions into Budd's campaign, including by launching a $10 million ad blitz in the last 2 months of the primary, has strengthened Budd's winnability. The North Carolina congressman is facing former Governor Pat McCrory, R., who previously served as Charlotte mayor and host to a popular Charlotte radio show. McCrory is backed by the state's retiring senator, Senator Richard Burr, RNC, who is leaving office on a sour note with Trump after joining 6 other senators in voting to convict Trump over the January 6 riot. McCrory also recently spoke out in support of Trump's longtime nemesis Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, saying he wanted to compliment McConnell for his take on the concept of legitimate political discourse. While Budd and McCrory were found polling neck and neck in a hypothetical matchup in a Signal poll in January, former Representative Mark Walker, RNC, also remains in the race in a distant third place. The general election is therefore poised to be a matchup between either Budd or McCrory and the front-running Democrat candidate, Sherry Beasley, a Black woman and former state Supreme Court justice who has raised the most money among the Democrat candidates so far. Trump just barely edged out a victory in North Carolina in 2020, winning with about 1.4% of the vote. That thin margin suggests the Senate race could also come down to the wire, especially if Budd, Trump's preferred candidate, wins the primary and runs a campaign that mirrors that of the former president's. Pennsylvania, toss-up. Pennsylvania Republicans have been warming up to former hedge fund CEO David McCormick as a top Senate contender after Trump-backed candidate Sean Parnell's campaign was derailed by a public custody battle with his estranged wife. In at least 3 recent polls, McCormick has led the second-place candidate, television celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz, by a modest margin in the race to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey, RPA. Although Oz carries 100% name recognition and initially appeared well-received when he launched his campaign, his background has been scrutinized amid his bid for office and unearthed concerns seem to be tarnishing his candidacy. Oz at one point, for instance, appeared to promote red flag gun control laws on one of his shows, was found to have ownership in a company fined for employing illegal aliens, and has raised questions about his deep roots in Turkey, where he has dual citizenship. Also in the primary mix are military veteran Kathy Barnett, real estate developer Jeff Bardoz, and businesswoman Carla Sands. The latest primary poll, taken by Fox News, showed all 3 polling in the single digits behind McCormick and Oz, though a plurality of respondents in that poll, or 31%, said they were undecided on whom to vote for. The Republican candidate is likely to face Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D., or Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, in the general election. A Philadelphia Inquirer report recently described the Democrat contest as a Pennsylvania-sized version of Joe Biden versus Bernie Sanders, in which Lamb has attempted a more moderate persona while Fetterman appears more outside the box. The primary takes place in 2 months on May 17, the same day as North Carolina's. Georgia, toss-up. Georgia's general election for Senate, which will take off after the state's May 24 primary, has shaped into a likely face-off between incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, and former athlete Herschel Walker. Walker, who is a household name in Georgia after winning the Heisman Trophy as a University of Georgia football star and going on to play in the NFL, has been pulling miles ahead of his closest primary challenger, Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black. Walker represents a rare case of being backed by both Trump and Trump foe McConnell and has promoted a vision for a unified Republican Party amid other primary battles in his state, most notably the gubernatorial race between Governor Brian Kemp, R., and former Senator David Perdue, RGA, being bitter and combative in nature. When McConnell, who has typically backed incumbents, announced his endorsement of Walker, Walker thanked him for his commitment to bringing the party together toward the collective goal of defeating Senator Warnock. Georgia has evolved into one of the most contentious battleground states. While the state has had a fully Republican-controlled legislature for almost two decades, Democrats stunned the country in 2020 by eking out narrow wins in Georgia at the federal level. The presidential race there was the closest of any state and came down to about 12,000 votes out of nearly 5 million votes cast. Warnock, a longtime pastor, also won in that election cycle and is now finishing out the late Senator Johnny Isakson's term. Indicative of Georgia's highly competitive political landscape is the fact that Warnock and Walker both ended 2021 as two of the top Senate fundraisers in the country. Warnock was, however, number one nationwide in the last quarter, amassing $9.8 million and reporting a monster sum of $23 million in cash on hand. Walker has nevertheless been edging out Warnock in polls, but the race is angling to be a tight one considering Walker's lead has stayed within the polls' margins of error. Nevada, toss-up. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, appears to be one of Democrats' most vulnerable incumbents heading into the midterms. She will likely face Trump-backed Adam Laxalt, who formerly served as the state's attorney general. One indicator of Masto's vulnerability lies in a recent Wall Street Journal poll that found Republicans lead Democrats by 9 points with Hispanic voters. The New York Times detailed that Masto began her campaign strategy in 2022 in part by targeting Nevada's Hispanic population, which makes up a little under a third of the state's total population. The clear gains Republicans have made with that voting bloc serve to endanger Masto's re-election chances considering she appears to be planning to rely on Hispanic voters. The state's primary takes place June 14, and polling has so far shown mixed results for both Laxalt and Masto in a hypothetical general matchup. Arizona, toss-up. Second only to Warnock in fundraising in the last quarter of 2021 was incumbent Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, a former astronaut who banked $8.9 million according to his last financial report. The Republican who will undertake challenging the well-funded Arizona Democrat is somewhat unclear in the early stages of the primary, which takes place August 2, but election integrity is likely to be a top topic for candidates. After 2020, concerns over the election results dominated headlines in Arizona, and Trump has since found himself at odds with state leaders as he continues to contest the results, which showed he lost by less than 0.5%. One such leader, Governor Doug Ducey, R., whom the New York Times detailed as McConnell's preferred candidate, recently ruled out running. Attorney General Mark Brnovich, R., who is running, won a high-profile U.S. Supreme Court case last year upholding a ban on ballot harvesting. But Brnovich has still come under pressure from Trump for not doing more to pursue Trump's claims of election fraud in Maricopa County. Billionaire entrepreneur Peter Thiel is throwing his weight behind Brnovich challenger Blake Masters, a venture capitalist and president of Thiel's eponymous foundation. Wisconsin, toss-up. Senator Ron Johnson, RMO, is pursuing re-election in Wisconsin with the backing of Trump. Democrats have until the August 9 primary to determine the candidate best equipped to unseat Johnson, and there are many to choose from at this stage. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, D., currently stands out as a frontrunner as he is leading in polls and boasts endorsements from prominent Senators Cory Booker, DNJ, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA. While Trump lost Wisconsin in 2020 by less than 1 point, advantageous to Johnson or Biden's national approval, which has been deeply underwater for months, along with Governor Tony Evers. D. Baggage from Kenosha riots in 2020 and a horrific parade massacre in Waukesha this year allegedly carried out by a man with a long criminal track record. Evers is also up for re-election and considered one of the most vulnerable governors in the midterms. New Hampshire, toss-up. The primary in the Granite State is still 6 months away. Slated for September 13, and Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, has yet to see a clear Republican opponent emerge. The best-known potential challenger, Governor Chris Sununu, R., decided at the end of last year to instead run for re-election as governor. Despite encouragement from McConnell and other national Republicans like Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, according to a Fox News report. Republican candidates at this stage include Army veteran Donald Bull Duke, who served multiple tours in Afghanistan and ran for Senate in 2020, State Senator Chuck Morse, and Londonderry Town Manager Kevin Smith. The GOP has targeted Hassan's seat as a pickup opportunity that is especially ripe given Hassan won her race in 2016 by the narrowest Senate race margin in the country, 0.1%, or about 1,000 votes. Missouri, lean Republican. Former Governor Eric Greitens, R., a retired Navy SEAL, has been leading in Republican primary polls ahead of the August 2 primary race. The Missouri Republican is an outspoken ally of Trump and reinforced his allegiance to the president last fall when he declared in a Breitbart News op-ed that he would not support McConnell as Senate GOP leader should Greitens be elected. Candidates trailing Greitens have pointed to scandals that plagued his tenure as governor, including a sexual assault charge that was ultimately dropped in court but still prompted him to resign from office in 2018 because of what he described as an incredible amount of strain on his family. The primary field is packed with other Republicans, including Representative Vicky Hartzler, RMO, whom Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, is supporting, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, whom Cruz is supporting, Representative Billy Long, RMO, and Mark McCloskey, who famously appeared with his wife as armed homeowners amid Black Lives Matter protests and riots. The winner of the GOP primary appears to be headed for a race against Marine veteran Lucas Kuntz or former state senator Scott Sifton, the two best-funded candidates in the Democrat primary. While Real Clear Politics rates the general election here as lean Republican, Cook Political Report, another election analysis outlet, rates it solid Republican. Florida, lean Republican. Incumbent Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, has so far been outraced by his likely Democrat challenger, Representative Val Demings, DFL, who reported the third-highest Senate fundraising haul behind Warnock and Kelly last quarter. Rubio has, however, continued to dominate the race in polls. Once a presidential contender and target of Trump's mockery in 2016, Rubio now finds himself endorsed by Trump in his bid for a third term in office. Benefiting Rubio is Florida's reddening trajectory. The Sunshine State, led by Governor Ron DeSantis, R., became a mandate-free respite in the face of nationwide Democrat-led coronavirus mandates over the past 2 years. And now, for the first time in history, Republicans have surpassed Democrats in voter registration. Ohio, lean Republican. The latest polling here has businessman Mike Gibbons out in front in the GOP primary for this open seat, with former state treasurer Josh Mandel in second place and author J.D. Vance either tied for second or in third place. Former Ohio GOP chairwoman Jane Timken and state senator Matt Dolan, two establishment forces, are also in the hunt but down in fourth and fifth place in polling. Whoever wins the primary will likely face Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., in the general election to succeed retiring Senator Rod Portman, R.O. Trump won this state by wide margins in both 2016 and 2020, and the reddened nature of Ohio bodes well for whoever wins the GOP nomination. However, the Buckeye State is still a battleground state and Democrats seek to take this one if they can in November. Colorado, lean Democrat. Senator Michael Bennet, DCO, could face any of the handful of Republican candidates running in the June 28 primary, including Olympian and former local GOP chair Eli Bremer, businessman Joe O'Day, real estate developer Gino Campana, state representative Ron Hanks, or radio host Deborah Flora. Colorado is a tough state for Republicans to win in statewide in any cycle, but they have done it before in recent history as now former Senator Cory Gardner, RCO, showed. If 2022 ends up being a big red wave year, this one could swing towards the GOP in the home stretch, But do not expect it to be easy, as Bennett is likely to have the backing of significant national Democrat forces and finances. Disclosure: Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.